You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, what a great time to talk about Chicago Cubs baseball. I'm Dave Ramond with Kerry Muscat. And Kerry, Happy New Year. 2016 is here. It's a year of heightened expectations for this team. Does it feel different?
Yes, I've talked to quite a few people who have already told me that they're making sure that they're free in October. They're saving bottles of champagne from New Year's Eve. So I think there's quite a buzz going around the city right now.
That's amazing to me, because last year, I guess it was around spring training time, it just seemed like that team was going to be pretty good. And I think people were starting to see that. And there were two camps. There was the camp that came from inside the team that said, look, this is not the year. It's 2016 and beyond, you know, is what we're really building for. And then there were all the people who were up in arms about that, saying, no, you win every year. You got to try and win every year. And so to me, it's just incredible the difference in general mentality, I guess, from year to year.
Yeah, I think what the Cubs, when they hired Joe Maddon, what they wanted him to do was change the culture. Of course, that's kind of become a cliche with a lot of teams, but they really wanted Joe to do that. And I think from the beginning, you know, with him talking about the playoffs and in a realistic form, you know, he said he wouldn't be happy if they didn't, unless they were in the playoffs. And I think most of us, and myself included, looked at 2015 as being a season in which it would just be a chance for the kids to get at bats and see what they could do, and it would be just one more step in the rebuilding process, and the kids just sort of put everything in fast forward, and here we are going into 2016 and pretty excited.
So what do you think? High expectations, are they, you know, are they good? I mean, some people would argue that those are, you know, great motivators, but I don't know. It just seems like there's always a little trepidation when it comes to the Cubs fan base, if you will.
There's a lot of trepidation on the Cubs fan base, but I think my feeling is, let's be realistic, you know, because there always are going to be injuries. There's always going to be little stutter steps here. The kids are still learning. You know, Chris Bryant just turned 24 years old, so let's keep that in mind, that he's not a 28-year-old. You know, those extra years, those extra at-bats make a difference. Addison Russell is still just young. You know, these guys are still young. Jake Arrieta, really, to me, is still young. I just always think, okay, there could be injuries. There could be things that derail this fast train that is headed for October. But I guess the most encouraging thing to me was that at the end of the 2015 season, every player was eager to get started on 2016. And that's really good, because I've been on a lot of teams where guys can't wait to clean out their lockers and get home and get up, you know, play golf and you know, get out of there. But this, to a man, a lot of these guys wanted to keep going. And I think that kept them hungry during the off season. We'll find out very soon. The Cubs convention is coming up, and there should be a lot of buzz there.
So, you know, so much has happened in the offseason with this team. Do you, I mean, you know, Hayward as an example, big signing, huge deal, one of many for this team, but slotted for center field, is that, you know, what do you make of that? Is that the, are there any stretches that concern you, you know, with guys maybe shifting positions, those types of things?
Well, in talking to some scouts, they said that he should be able to handle center field at Wrigley fine, that there should not be any problems. Some of the scouts were saying they weren't sure about Hayward in center in some of the big ballparks, you know, like a Coors Field or something like that. And what they may do, you know, they had Javi Baez play about 4 or 5 games in Puerto Rico in center, and they'll most likely have him get some more at bats out there. They might still be looking for someone defensively to sort of shift around into center in some of the bigger ballparks, and then put Hayward in right. So I don't think it's that big of a stretch. I just think he'll have to, you know, make some adjustments. I know that they worked with Dexter Fowler on his defense this year, this in 2015, and he became a much better defensive center fielder after some tips from the coaching staff. So that Dave Martinez, I know the bench coach, was really involved in that. So I would expect that we'll see Hayward and Dave Martinez sort of off in the distance in spring training in Mesa, you know, talking about outfield play and how to handle things. And I think it'll be a fine adjustment. I don't think it'll be a problem.
Okay. Well, you know, kind of shifting gears a little bit, the Hall of Fame news will trickle out a little later this week. You've been voting
forever
for a while. You've got Babe Ruth and Cy Young and everybody.
Yeah,
in there,
exactly.
Yeah.
Ty Cobb is in there because of me. Yeah. Okay.
What about the ballot now? You know, it just seems to get more and more complicated every year. How do you handle it?
To be honest, it's one of the most stressful times of the year for me. As soon as the ballot gets here, my husband and I have several discussions, and I always include him because I like having a sounding board, and I also tend to think out loud a little better sometimes than I do just to myself. I've talked to Hall of Famers. I know that last year I was really hesitant to vote for Bonds and Clemens after talking to Hall of Famers because they just didn't want anything to do with them. This year, I did check their boxes because to me, just watching them play, they were just elite players of their era. And that's my standards are pretty tough. I don't fill out the full 10 on the ballot just because there's 10 spots. I go for the really elite players. And to me, the best part about this year's ballot was Ken Griffey Jr. That was just such a no-brainer. And I know Junior, and having worked with him, it's just going to be so much fun to see him at Cooperstown. But it's really an agonizing process for me. Sorry about that. I don't have a cough button. I really think about it a lot, and I go over the stats, and I know that fans are upset. You know, why aren't you voting for Lee Smith? Well, I don't think you have to vote for somebody just because he's a Cub. That's not my job. I think there should be a hall for the very good, and a player like Lee Smith should be in there. A player like Jeff Bagwell should be in there. But I sort of filter out that these are the elite. And I'll tell you why. I went to Cooperstown for Kirby Puckett's induction because Puckett is my favorite player of all time. And we happened to see Rod Carew in the back of the hall, and he was leaving. He was trying to get out of there. And I stopped him. I said, "Where are you going?" He said he couldn't look at his plaque because every time he does, it makes him cry because he's just so overwhelmed at being included in the group. And when you talk to a player like that and you realize just how much it means to him, I don't take it lightly. So I put a lot of thought into it, and let's see what happens when they make the announcement.
Is there a length of time that somebody needs to be an elite of the elite? Because you mentioned Bagwell, he was awfully elite for a stretch of time, but maybe just didn't quite do it long enough. Is that part
of
the problem?
Yeah, that's part of it is the longevity. Yeah, I take that into consideration too. That's big for me. So
okay, do you make your ballot known?
We do because I think MLB.com posted on the website. I know I've gotten emails from fans that are ticked off, so, and I get that every year. And I'm not going to go into a debate on Twitter with them. They can always send an email to me at CubsInbox@gmail.com. And rant away, and I'll explain it. But it's something I take really seriously.
Alan Trammell, yes or no?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Alan Trammell.
Yes. Trammell, yes, and Tim Raines, yes.
Yeah.
And then I voted for Junior and Bonds and Clemens, so I just had five.
Okay. All right. Interesting stuff. I love it, Terry. And, you know, your box is going to be full, and you're going to have a lot of email conversations with fans about it, no doubt. But that's the great thing about this whole process.
Yeah, it is. And it does – I hope fans understand that all the writers that I talk to put a lot of thought into it. And the whole PED issue has made it really confusing. But we have to consider what the player was doing at that time. And if it was as blatant as Pete Rose violating rules, that's different. These guys were the top players in the game at that time. And that's what I have to look at.
Okay. All right, Carrie. Get back to the laptop because...
I'm installing a new thermostat. That's what we do in the off season is take care of household chores. So...
All right, well, Happy New Year, and thanks again, Carrie. We'll do it again next week.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Okay, Carrie Muscat, MLB.com Extras, the Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.